5:59, happy Friday morning. Feels like minus six. Let's check in with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. The flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder have been recovered from the Potomac River after a Black Hawk helicopter collided with an American Airlines plane. There were no survivors among the 67 people aboard the two aircrafts. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the deadly mid-air collision and plans to release a preliminary report within the next 30 days. Ontario party leaders will be out campaigning again today. PC leader Doug Ford will make an announcement in Niagara Falls this afternoon. NDP leader Merritt Stiles will be in Windsor. And Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie plans to talk transit safety at a Scarborough subway station this morning. Music's biggest night is taking place on Sunday, and a new presenter has been added. Taylor Swift will hand out an award at the Grammys. The singer is nominated for 6 awards. The Grammys air Sunday night on City TV. In sports, the Scepters lost to Montreal 4-3 in overtime. Raptors host the Bulls tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy with some freezing rain or drizzle or wet snow. High of 2. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near minus 12. Wind chill minus 24 overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny but cold and a high near minus 8. Right now it's minus 1, feels like minus 6. On the eastbound side of the 401, no major issues there. Northbound Bayview ramp to the east 401, though that's closed for construction. And we still have ongoing long-term construction eastbound on the Gardner from Dufferin to Strawn. It's down to 2 lanes from 3.
Morning. So it's been a while, but every now and then you ask us for some advice, and we got a text on the text line at 981-981 that is pretty saucy. I actually couldn't believe it. We're going to share this text with you. Pooj and I are going to try and help this person out. Dear P&G is coming up.
604 minus 1 feels like minus 6 right now, but not to worry. By the time we get to our high today, it's going to be 2 degrees.
Yo, you got a problem. Pooja Anchor Deep will solve it.
Advice, baby.
It's free advice. Don't know that we'll actually solve anything, but we got a text on the text line at 981. This is an open thing, by the way. If you ever have a situation, you can text 981-981 at any time. Just title it Dear P&G.
Mm-hmm.
We go through them, and occasionally we get one we really like, and
like
we bring it
one
to the show. Yeah.
Okay, and of course it's anonymous. From Whitby, though. Whoever this is, they live in Whitby. Okay, here it is. Dear P&G, am I justified in wanting revenge on my husband after what he pulled? Oh, you start anything with that. You know, I got the popcorn out.
Okay.
We went to my coworker's housewarming, which had been in our calendar for weeks. Mm-hmm. We arrived. He said hello to the host, my colleague. And as I was taking off my shoes and coat in her new condo, he surveyed the room and then said, I'll be right back. I have to run a couple of quick errands. See you in a bit.
Huh?
That's what she said. Huh? I had no idea which errands he was referring to, but I pretended to know what he was talking about. He left and did not return for 2 hours.
No.
Basically, as the party was wrapping up, I was so embarrassed, especially since my coworker kept asking about him, and I kept saying, any minute. Turns out he found a nearby pub. He was grabbing wings and watching the Eagles game. Just me, or is this unacceptable behavior? Whoa.
Wow. So I'm guessing this was this past Sunday, the Eagles Commanders
yes.
game. It was, I know, great. It's the NFC Championship. I get it. It's a big game.
Are you justifying
it? No, I am not. Listen, normally in these matters, like I generally tend to side with the dude, and there's probably some personal bias in there.
Yeah, because you've probably been in a similar situation. You're like, oh, I've done that.
I live in the doghouse. I spend more time in the doghouse than in the regular house. But let me tell you, I have never pulled something like this. I am nervous for this guy and the trouble he's going to be in. What the heck was he thinking? There's such an egregious flag on this play because this is a premeditated infraction.
Like, premeditated? What do you mean?
Well, okay, hold on. They're going to this person's house, this colleague who he's never met in this neighborhood. He took the time to research a wing joint to like look up a pub. Make sure they'd be playing the game. So he probably placed a call to be like, hey, you got the Eagles
game
on.
How do you know that? What if he just saw it on his way?
These were his errands? And he knew he was doing something wrong because he dressed it up as errands.
Was he also wearing an Eagles jersey? I'm wondering. Should that have given it away?
If he was wearing an Eagles jersey, then there is some responsibility on Anonymous
okay,
as well.
Can I just defend him for a second? Let me just defend him for just a quick second.
Okay, this should be interesting.
Maybe it was one of those things where he was like, look, you're fine. He surveyed the room, she said. You're fine. These are your colleagues. You work with them. Like, it's okay if I leave you. It's not like you're going to be there by yourself. Like, you know people. These are your people. I don't know them. I'll be back. And
but
then
you're agreeing to go.
And then he stumbled, and then a chicken wing landed in his mouth. And next thing you knew, they were delicious, and he was ordering a bunch.
Okay, well, let me flip this and put it on. What if it was you going to your work colleague's thing, and Paul was coming with you, and Paul pulled that?
No way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this woman has the biggest free pass to bail on some, when he, I don't know what
True.
He does, but when he makes her go to something.
Yeah.
She needs to pull this. This is probably
what I'm saying. She's single. Like, I gotta go watch The Bachelor.
My inclination is revenge, which probably is not the best.
No, she asked, am I justified in wanting revenge? Yes, you are.
Yes, you absolutely, whether you take it or not, but you are absolutely justified in, like, this is, might be the most egregious offense in what's the segment called? Dear P&G history.
What if he brought her some of the wings that he didn't finish? In a little doggy bag. Would that have made it better?
Absolutely not. For him to roll, I would not even be enjoying the football game in the wings because with every bite, with every passing down, I would be just thinking, I'm in more and more trouble. I am so screwed.
You know what? Maybe when you're married and I'm, you know, I've been married for over a decade, this idea of like getting in trouble and, you know, you're just kind of used to it. I think my husband's just so used to it. I don't think he really would care as he's biting into that chicken wing.
Is it weird that this story made me crave wings?
I thought you were going to say marriage.
Definitely not. If you have a thought on this, drop us a text at 91-91 or call us 416-872-CHFI.
Taking me higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back, just one shot, I'll give me more. You're just a hideaway, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Don't even Oh, baby, it's out of my control what's going on. But you're just a chance I take to keep on dreaming. You're just another day that keeps me breathing. Baby, I love the way that there's nothing short. Baby, so stop me.
Traffic. I'm Eva Fragiscados. East and West 401 moving well. No delays or problems. Same with the 404 John Valley Parkway. The QEW Gardner not spotting any major issues at this time. So overall, a pretty decent start to your morning commute. Get out and winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now. Imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Our friends at Booster Juice are making the month of February all about you with the return of their Names of the Day promotion.
Yeah, the Names of the Day promotion is kicking off tomorrow with two names suggested by you.
So this is how it works. Every day this month, Booster Juice will announce two names each morning at random on the Booster Juice social media pages.
So if your name is announced, you can visit any participating location to redeem a free drink by checking in with your Booster Rewards app and showing valid ID upon request.
Over 25 delicious and nutritious smoothies and 5 booster blends to choose from, including fruit or veggie-based smoothies and refreshing booster blends for something lighter.
So what's in a name, Pooja? What does your name mean?
Oh, it means to worship.
Ah.
Yes. I mean, it's like the actual act of worshiping, but I always say to worship so that everyone's first reaction is to want to worship
me. Do I need to drop down to my hands and knees?
Yeah.
I'm not worthy.
Yes. That doesn't happen as much as I'd like it to, but that's always the goal.
Okay, first off, I'm relieved I don't have to go full Wayne's World every time I see you. But your name, people may not know this, it's actually fairly common.
Yeah, whenever anyone says, oh, you have such a unique name, or I met another Pooja, and they're like shocked that they did.
It's like they're cheating on you.
Yes, I'm like, I really hate to break it to you, but Pooja is not a unique name. In fact, it's probably one of the most popular Indian names that exists. I would say it's equivalent to like a Mary. Because it's a very religious name.
Can I just start calling you Mary?
No.
Okay.
Let's stick with my name, Pooja. But if you were to, let's say, go to India and yell out Pooja on a street corner.
Half the people would turn around?
Everyone would turn around.
Right. There are different spellings, though, right? Like, you can, yours is P-O-O-J-A. You can also spell it P-U-J-A.
That's right. Now, what happens is half of them turn around, the other half get on the floor and start worshiping. Just saying.
Okay.
That's how that
Remind
works.
Remind me not to travel with you.
You think my name is interesting? What about your name? You actually have a great story, not just about your name, but it involves your brother as well. Forget my name for a second here. You actually have the best story of how your parents named you, and it involves your brother.
Yeah, okay. So I'm Sikh, and in Sikh culture, you are meant to go to our holy book, flip to a page, and whatever letter is on the page you land, you're meant to name your child with said letter. So I'm the younger sibling. My older brother was born about 4 years before me. So they did that process with him. Mm-hmm. They landed on G, and they chose Gurjeet.
Okay, Gurjeet.
Gurjeet.
Not to be confused with Gurdeep.
That's right. So a few years later, I come along. They go back to the temple, and my mom and her friend, they compiled a list of names for 25 letters of the alphabet, thinking there's no possible way we're going to land on G again.
What are the odds?
And you know that previous outcome has nothing to do with the next outcome. So they had a long list of names. They were all set. Lo and behold, open the book, and it lands on G. So I believe I was sort of like the bubble gum at the grocery store. I was the impulse buy where you're in the checkout line and it's your turn soon. You're like, what do I do? Hubba Bubba. And you just wind up, and I think they blurted out the name, and here
and
I am
stuck?
41 years later.
So wait, he's Gurjeet. They couldn't think of another G name, like Guggen maybe?
Not on spot.
Gurjeet, Gurdeep.
Yeah. How do you think that's played out over the last 42 years? My mom's trying to get a hold of one of us. Gurjeet. I don't know who I'm calling. Both of you come down.
Well, hopefully your name gets called and you can hook yourself up with some booster juice.
I sure. And even if my brother's name gets called, it's probably close enough. I'm just going to go in and try to get one. It's the Booster Juice Names of the Day promotion.
Download the Booster Rewards app and follow Booster Juice at Booster Juice on social for the names of the day every day this month for your chance to get a free drink.
Plus, head to our website now for the chance to win a $250 Booster Juice gift card.
Booster Juice, Canadian born, blended worldwide.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so I have something really embarrassing I'm going to share. I'm not proud of it, and I've never said this out loud. I'm hoping I'm not alone. I probably am, though. I'm going to tell you what this is for the first time next.
When I get you all alone, I'm going to pick up all your clothes. Ain't nobody going to interrupt my game. Oh, no, no. Ever since you've been hanging around, I've been trying to figure out what I can say to you to get some play. Yeah.
and you know I want it.
I can't wait to take you home.
You know you gotta do that.
I don't wanna be rude at all. I'm just gonna be where you go. Think what we could do alone. Yeah. Don't you think it's time we went a bit further? Oh yeah. You and I have hit it. Can we get it on?
Happy Friday. It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, 620 right now, and we're actually getting up to 2 degrees for the high.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, I'm very, very curious. You said that you have something that you want to share that you're ashamed of and that you've never shared it before. You've never said it out loud.
I promise you, I've never said these words out loud. I've never told another soul. And I feel like I have to get this out, and I feel shame because I don't know that anyone else feels this way. I'm hoping that by me putting this out into the universe, even one person on the text line or one caller will say, oh my gosh, I feel the same way. I've never said this. I'm glad I'm not alone. It's okay. Very weird.
You're scaring me. Are we getting canceled?
No.
Okay.
The reason I've decided to do this now is because this happened again. I was recently on vacation and this music came on and all the same feelings came back, and I didn't say anything to my friends in the group because they were all loving it.
What are you talking about?
Okay, there's a certain artist whose music is supposed to make you feel relaxed and happy and everything's all good. And everybody feels this way about this artist who's universally loved. I got nothing against this artist, but for some reason, every time I hear Bob Marley's music,
what?
I feel very sad and very anxious.
What?
And I have no idea why.
Bob Marley.
Bob freaking Marley.
Like One Love.
Yeah. One Love reminds me I have no love. No woman, no cry. No woman, lots of cry. I cannot tell you what's happening inside me when I hear his music. The sun is shining and my anxiety is rising.
Oh my gosh.
Stir It Up makes me feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I need to be doing more.
No, this can't be real.
I promise you.
Okay, let's just take the lyrics out for a second because I can see how maybe in your personal life some of these things may be a little triggering. The music itself does nothing for you.
Because I think it's so relaxy that I feel like...
Relaxy?
Yeah, like it's so...
You say relaxy?
That's right.
You might have bigger issues.
I feel like it's supposed to make you feel so good and so relaxed, and for... however it's supposed to make you feel, it doesn't take me there. So then I go the other way. I'm like, everyone around me is so relaxed and so happy and like melting into their chair, and I don't feel that way. So then I just get in my head and it starts getting worse. I'm like, actually, I'm stressed. Oh my God, why do I have so much anxiety? My heart's pounding.
What are you focusing on in that moment? Why can't you just enjoy the music? Like, we jamming.
I
don't you like jamming too?
I told you,
too?
I don't really have much of a... this is why I've never said this out loud, because I can't justify it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know it doesn't make sense.
I'm trying to find something in here to help you because I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to crack the code. I have no idea what's going on with you. I don't know.
I guess the best way I can say it is because it's supposed to make you feel like 10 out of 10 relaxed and good, and it doesn't take me there, I start going into like negative integers.
Because you're like, I'm supposed to be relaxed. And then you're just like working yourself up.
And everyone is so happy and having such a good time. And I'm like at a -5 and they're at like a 9.
Turn the lights down low.
It's too dark.
I can't. I can't. Okay, how about this? Because I can't help you out, and I feel bad that I can't help you out.
Should I have not revealed this? I see I'm already regretting it.
No, I will not shame you into sharing something so vulnerable. But what I'm hoping is someone can help you out here. Call us if you understand what Gurdeep is saying. If you feel this way as well, maybe you can at least, I don't know, try to crack the code on this. Like, what is going on?
If there's even one person who feels me, I will feel twice the strength I currently feel.
Okay, call us 416-872-2434, 416-872.
And sorry, Bobby, that's nothing personal.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
One of your bad dreams, so don't lose control yet.
We want to show you the door to your next big show,
all the way in Chicago.
Flights and hotel included.
Hi everyone, it's Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims!
See Teddy Swims live in Chicago on July 8th.
Download the new Seeker app and listen for the daily keyword for your chance to win.
Teddy Swims' new album, I've Tried Everything But Therapy, Part 2, is available now.
Teddy Swims, live in Chicago, from 98.1 CHFI.
At Food Basics, 24 double rolls of cashmere bathroom tissue, 6 double rolls of Sponge Towels Ultra, or a 12-pack of Scotty's facial tissue are $9.98 each. Mega wowza! Shop in-store and online until February 5th. Food Basics, always more for less.
Turn those winter blues into beach bliss with iTravel2000.com's exclusive savings. Get an instant discount of up to $200 on your dream vacation and experience the warmth and relaxation of sun-soaked days. Visit iTravel2000.com and grab your exclusive promo code before it's gone. Certain conditions apply.
iTravel2000.com. Dial 1-866-WOW-DEAL. And get away for less.
Do you have a case of the Mondays today? We want to hear about it. Text your story to 981-981. Standard data rates may apply. Mountain Cold Refreshment brought to you by Coors Light. The chill choice. See their case of the Mondays with specially marked limited edition Mondays Light packaging at CoorsLight.ca/case of the Mondays.
Now everyone knows how much I crave Lone Star fajitas. But every Tuesday, I get the craving for saving.
Now at Lone Star, una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Woodfire grilled seasoned chicken breast, fresh baked tortilla served on a sizzling skillet. It's Fajita Tuesday. That's Una Fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Only at Lone Star, including the new Lone Star Cantina in Whitby. Your home for fajitas, Ritas, and good times.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult or time-consuming? Then it's time to try Babbel. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. So with just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking in a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel, language for life. Right now, Babbel is offering radio listeners 55% off their subscription. Visit babbel.com/radio. That's BABBEL.com/radio for 55% off.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of. Like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
This February 1st, it's Thank You Day at Real Canadian Superstore. Join CHFI at 2549 Weston Road in Toronto for a day of special offers, including 50% off the PC Everything Pan. Buy one, get 50% off PC sheet sets and 30% off Hot Wheels. Plus, the first 300 customers will get a free PC stainless steel water bottle. It's their way of saying thanks to you. Don't miss out. Come celebrate Thank You Day at Real Canadian Superstore on Weston Road.
Live on some comfort and save over 25% at TSC on Bionic Cambria slip-on shoes. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca. Exciting offers every day.
6:31 right now. We got your nearly impossible question on deck, but first, here's Eva.
Good morning. The massive tariffs on Canadian goods threatened by U.S. President Donald Trump could take effect tomorrow. Trump said yesterday he will impose 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico starting tomorrow. He also said he's still considering whether to include oil as part of his import taxes. The flight data and voice recorders have been recovered from Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter. The National Transportation Safety Board says they hope to have a preliminary report within 30 days. Recovery efforts continue along the Potomac River. There were no survivors among the 67 people aboard the aircrafts. Winterlicious kicks off today. The City of Toronto says more than 220 restaurants are participating in the foodie event this season. The event offers three-course price-fixed lunch and dinner menus. Winterlicious runs until February 13th. In sports, the Scepters lost to Montreal 4-3 in overtime. Raptors host the Bulls tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy with some freezing rain or drizzle or wet snow. High of 2. Tonight, partly cloudy. A low near minus 12. Wind chill minus 24 overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny but cold and a high near minus 8. Right now it's minus 1, feels like minus 6. On the East 401, a little bit of volume building through Weston in the Express. South DVP slowing down 401 to Lawrence and West 401 approaching James Snow Parkway. It looks like we've got part of the HOV lane now blocked because of a collision.
The nearly impossible question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Hey, how are you doing on this Friday when it comes to the nearly impossible question? Think you're going to get it? We'll see. More than 80% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do this with someone else.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Okay.
80%.
More than 80% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do it with someone else. As you call us at 416-872-CHFI, just reminding you this is a family show. Keep the guesses family friendly. 416-872-CHFI. More than 80% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do it with someone else.
I just scrolled down to the answer. No, I do not believe this at all. I don't agree. I'm going to be the 20% that says nah.
I think I'm with you on that one. Call us right now.
You must understand the touch of your hand.
man makes my folks react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a trap. It's physical. Must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? It's got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. You're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it.
Question
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
Okay, here it is. We've got your nearly impossible question on a Friday morning. More than 80% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do this with someone else. What do you think it is?
On the text line at 981-981, both Bob and Paula writing the same guess, which is cleaning the house.
Cleaning the house. Yeah, of course. You'd want to have a teammate for that,
yes.
Right? I mean, just do it twice as fast.
You would think. You
division
split
of labor.
Split up the chores.
For me, I would want to, if I ever live with someone, for me, I picture it like NFL draft style. Because like, first overall pick, I choose laundry. And then you go down like a draft and draft your chores.
Like, so you love doing laundry, so that's
that
top
would
of
be
your
my
list.
First overall. Like, number, like, laundry is like my Sidney Crosby. It's number one.
Okay. This is a lot of information. More than 80% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do this with someone else. What do you think it is, Christina in Richmond Hill?
Is it grocery shopping?
Grocery shopping, good guess.
Mm. The way I always like romanticized it when I was single was that it was going to be so much fun grocery shopping with my future partner. And in reality, I'm like, oh, like, did you, here's half the list. You go do that and I'll do this and we'll meet in the cash register and stand in line. Get ready. It's a long line. You stand in line. So we're ready.
That was your fantasy. A weird fantasy, man. Christina, it's a great guess, but it's not the answer this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Also, why are you such a spaz at the grocery store?
I have weird fantasies. You have a draft pick for chores. Come on now.
Now I know what your number one overall pick would be, grocery shopping.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So more than 80% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do it with someone else. What do you think it is? And this is something you would do at least 5 days a week.
Ooh, that's a good hint.
You do this at least 5 days a week. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. So we've done some very expensive research here at the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, and we've learned via that research, you like free cash. I don't know why we had to spend so much money on this, but the good news is CHFI Perfect Recall is coming up in 15 minutes. Easiest free cash you're going to win in the GTA. Track the songs, win the money. We're 15 minutes away.
With CH5 traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. On the East 401, the ramp to Winston Churchill, the center lane's blocked for a stalled car. And then on the North 400 at Finch, we've got two right lanes closed off. That is also because of a collision. It's starting to cause delays. And then West 401 approaching James Snow in the Express, part of the HOV and right shoulder block. That's for a collision. Get 20 times the points today at Shoppers Drug Mart. Open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and get 30% back in points. Conditions and app.
Win your share of $50,000 with CHFI's Perfect Recall. listening to Toronto's perfect music mix is now worth instant cash.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen all weekend at noon, 2 and 5 p.m.
Collect as many bonus songs as you can.
Then play CHFI's Perfect Recall with Pooja and Gurdeep Monday morning at 7 a.m.
For your chance to win even more money, get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Full details at CHFI.com.
This February 1st, it's Thank You Day at Real Canadian Superstore. Join CHFI at 2549 Weston Road in Toronto for a day of special offers, including 50% off the PC Everything Pan. Buy one, get 50% off PC Sheet Sets and 30% off Hot Wheels. Plus, the first 300 customers will get a free PC Stainless Steel Water Bottle. It's their way of saying thanks to you. Don't miss out. Come celebrate Thank You Day at Real Canadian Superstore on Weston Road.
At Kelsey's, we love happy hours so much we celebrate it twice a day. Join us for $5 draft beer, wine, and mixed drinks, and $10 appies every day from 3 to 5 and 8 to close. Only at Kelsey's, the original Roadhouse. Must be legal drinking age. Please enjoy responsibly.
And here they come, the in-store pro line better. Walking towards the counter, ready to score gridiron glory. A few taps on their phone, and now they're showing it to the cashier. Did you notice that speed? Folks, they created an NFL bet slip on the ProLine app, and with one scan, the bet is placed. They're all set for kickoff.
Get same-day cash payouts. Download the app and bet NFL in-store with ProLine. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
The Subaru winter has arrived. The crisp air and negative temperatures mean one thing, camping. Emerge from your icy tent and bask in 4 to 6 hours of sunlight. Enjoy the unmistakable smell of campfire through the glacial wind pummeling your face. Relax by the water, taking in the soothing sounds of thick ice cracking and popping. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Jan owns a home and a restaurant fusing French and Mexican cuisine. But she is fusing no more because her ovens have gone kaput. She called Alpine Credits, who sent their speedy superhero. With her business loan approved, her ovens were quickly fixed. The hero even had some of her poutine nachos. Yum! Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
It's the Bricks Friends and Family Sale. For 4 days only, we're extending our VIP offers to everyone. Get up to 30% off sofas, sectional, bedroom, and dining. Up to 40% off mattresses. And get a 10% credit to use towards sleep accessories. Save up to $1,000 on major kitchen appliances. Get up to $600 off big screen TVs. Plus, VIP in-store only deals on appliances and electronics. Some exclusions apply. Visit thebrick.com for details. The Brick, saving you more.
Hey, Janine, have you heard about Contrave? Did you see the ad?
Oh, yeah. Contrave. And they don't even tell you what it is.
I know. They just keep repeating the name. Contrave. It's so annoying.
Why do they do that?
You want to know why? Because with the Experience Contrave program, you pay $199 or less for your bottle of Contrave tablets. Ask your doctor about Contrave. Contrave.
You see? They're still doing it.
At most retail pharmacies across Canada, based on usual and customary markup and dispensing. Contrave.
PC Optimum More Days are here at your independent grocer. Plus, get a whole chicken for $1.99 a pound and pork back ribs for $3.99 a pound. Hurry, offers end Wednesday. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities. Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing. Advising. Know-how.
Linen Chest presents its first ever winter blowout sale with savings up to 75% on millions of dollars of merchandise to liquidate while quantities last. Many items below cost. Duvets at $49.95 all sizes. Pillows starting at $9.95. Sheet sets at $39.95 all sizes. Small electricals starting at $29.95. Glassware sets at $29.95. And coffee machines starting at $59.99. The winter blowout sale is now on at all Linen Chest stores.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
With the most variety on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Looking for the answer to your nearly impossible question, more than 80% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do this with someone else.
I gave you a little hint. This is something you're probably doing at least 5 days a week. Call us right now.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
So here it is. More than 80% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do this with someone else. You gave a pretty juicy hint.
Yeah, you're probably doing this at least 5 times a week. What do you think it is? Let's head to Linda in Oshawa.
Exercising.
Oh, that's actually a really good one.
It is better to do that in a class or with someone. You feel more motivated,
it's
right?
It's so true. And then, like, yeah, you know, normally I would only be able to, like, handle 6 minutes on the treadmill, but then if I have somebody there, I push myself to 7.
6 minutes?
I mean,
that's like a warm up.
I'm out of breath.
Oh dear. Linda, great guess, but that's not it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
John from Mississauga, nice to hear from you. What's your guess?
Thanks. I'm thinking, how about drive to work?
You got it! God, you nailed it. The answer is commute to work. More than 80% of us do it alone, but would prefer to do it with someone else. Where are you on that?
I would prefer to do it with someone else. However, I don't have that choice, and I'm commuting right now, so.
And sitting in traffic with someone else, I get it. I understand why the percentage is so high, but for me, like, one of my favorite things is I get in my minivan, I look in the rear view, and I go, no kids, there's nobody here, it's just me, woohoo!
I'm with Pooj on that one. I mean, there's no kids. It'd be super weird if there were kids in my car. But, like, it's just, I do some of my best thinking in the car. I don't want to feel obligated to talk to anyone. I just want to space out and drive to work.
Yes, yes.
Right, I understand. So I would prefer to do it with someone else, not necessarily a bunch of kids.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There's a qualifier. That's a good rule.
John, you got it right. Thank you for playing.
Well, thanks, guys. You have a great day and a great weekend.
You too, John.
I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away.
Yeah, bunks on rocks.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. Feels like there is no one around to hold me. And my head gets dark and heavy. But then I see your face. And I can only hope for the best. And I can only breathe with my chest. One step at a time, oh you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away. Silence. I hid from your violence, but now I won't run away. You take the doll and make it vibrant. I could stay forever, baby. And I could only hope for the best. And I could only breathe with my chest. One step at a time, oh you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. No. Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you're like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now. Like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away.
Preston Pablo on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Happy Friday, 6:56 right now and crawling up to 2 degrees for your high, which we will take. So it's the final day of January. February 1st hits a little different this year because this is the date that's been touted by President Trump as Tariff Day for Canada. Is this going to happen?
We're all being forced to learn what a tariff is. And yeah. And even still, I think a lot of us are like, but how does this impact me? What does this actually
mean?
What
is this going to mean to my bottom line in the economy?
As of yesterday, he says this is still a go for Saturday. Who knows if he means what he says? And according to him, we don't need what they have is what he says about the things that we
provide.
He's
saying America doesn't need what Canada exports.
No matter what that might be, yes. Okay. And I guess he still hasn't decided when it comes to oil. With that said, I think the way to look at this is, like, let's say you're a business in the U.S., okay, and now these 25% tariffs are in place, and you buy lumber from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That is now going to be taxed at an extra 25%. You're going to have to then absorb that cost, and maybe that's something you pass down onto your consumers.
And it's the American business who pays the tariff, right?
Yes.
Like if they're getting lumber from Canada, it's that American business that pays it, not the Canadian exporter.
No. So then what happens is because that American business is paying that, that money then goes back to Trump's government for him to use however he plans on using it. But then maybe that business is now thinking, okay, I don't want to pass this down onto my consumer. And in fact, I'm just going to go ahead and get a competitor that's in the U.S. where I don't have to worry about tariffs. So, of course, that then hurts Canada. And, you know, obviously anybody who's involved with any trade, they would be impacted as well. And it impacts our economy.
Right. Because you aggregate that over, like, it's not just one industry, it's multiple industries. And oil is the biggest one you mentioned.
Yeah.
If you aggregate that over all the potential tariffs that could happen, then that does have this knock-on effect on the entire Canadian economy, which then does start trickling down to everyone, and it affects you.
Yes, it will affect jobs. It will affect our Canadian dollar. And, you know, if there's a tariff war, if we decide to retaliate and say, okay, well, guess what? It works both ways. In the end, I think both economies sort of suffer. That money is still going to both governments, but look at our economy compared to the U.S.
That's the thing. We're a lot more reliant on them than they are on us. So we, that's, you know, it's like a bit like bringing a spoon to a knife fight sort of thing, right? Like, the mitigating factors here are it's Trump. He says a lot of things. Who knows what's going to happen? And he has been dangling this thing saying, you know, it's all about border security. If you guys can get your border security in order, maybe we don't need tariffs. So is this just a leverage play? Is Canada going to make some kind of announcement with border security before midnight tonight that's going to have Trump pull back the tariffs? Or are these tariffs just another leverage play for the eventual, I don't even know what they're calling it right now, the USMCA agreement, NAFTA, I think they call it CUSMA now. Is this just a leverage play where a year from now when they renegotiate, Trump's going to say, okay, well, I'll take off these 25% tariffs. That's my concession.
Yeah, I guess we're all going to be watching to find out. We'll see.
All right, more on that now and everything else going on. It is 7 o'clock minus 1. Here's Eva.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. Three federal cabinet ministers are in Washington today in an effort to stop U.S. President Donald Trump from imposing economically devastating tariffs on Canadian imports. Trump has indicated he's prepared to slap 25% tariffs on Canadian imports as early as tomorrow. It's day three of the provincial election. PC leader Doug Ford will stop in Hamilton today before making an announcement in Niagara Falls. NDP leader Merritt Stiles will stop in Windsor, and Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie will make an announcement in Toronto. Green Party leader Mike Schreiner will be in Chelsea, Ontario. The flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder have been recovered following the deadly crash in the U.S. between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines regional commuter jet. There were no survivors among the 67 people on board the two aircrafts. In sports, the Scepters lost to Montreal 4-3 in overtime. Raptors host the Bulls tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy with some freezing rain or drizzle or wet snow. High of 2. Tonight, partly cloudy. A low near minus 12. Wind chill minus 24 overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny but cold, and a high near minus 8. Right now, it's minus 1. Feels like minus 6. East 401 ramp to Winston Churchill center lane blocked because of a stalled car. West 401 approaching James Snow Parkway in the express. We still have the HOV lane blocked with a collision. North 400 at Finch, the left shoulder is blocked with a stalled car.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI, perfect.